Lesson 4. The Tree of Life. Purpose. To strengthen each child's desire to obey the Word of God and be worthy of eternal life. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 1 Nephi chapters 8, 11, and chapter 15, verses 21 through 36. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. If possible, prepare a labeled copy of the Tree of Life visual for each child. See the sample on page 15 of the ink print edition at the end of the lesson. This is a full-page picture with numbers indicating the locations of various items. The key at the bottom contains the same information that is used in a chart later in this lesson, so it is not recorded. 4. Materials needed. A. A copy of the Book of Mormon for each child. B. Rope, twine, or string about 15 feet, 5 meters, long, a blindfold, and 2 word cards, one labeled birth and another labeled eternal life. C. The Tree of Life symbols and meanings chart with the meanings covered with strips of paper.
Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Have 2 children stand in front of the class, one on one side of the room and one on the other. Have the first child hold the card labeled Birth, and have the second child hold the card labeled Eternal Life. Blindfold a third child. After turning the child around a few times, see if he or she can walk from the first child to the second child without help. Then have the 2 children stretch the rope or string between them, each holding an end. Have the blindfolded child try again to go from the first child to the second child, this time holding on to the rope. Discuss why the second time was easier than the first. Explain that while we live on earth, we are all trying to return to Heavenly Father. He has given us something to hold on to so we can find our way back to Him. What has Heavenly Father given us to lead us back to His presence? Scriptures, prophets, and the Holy Ghost. Show the picture of Jesus Christ and tell the children that this lesson will explain how following Christ's teachings can help us return to Heavenly Father's presence. Page 13, Scripture Account. Using the suggested pictures and the Book of Mormon, teach the account of Lehi's dream from 1 Nephi chapter 8 and the interpretation of the dream from 1 Nephi chapter 11 and chapter 15, verses 21 through 36. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Explain that the scriptures often use symbols. A symbol is usually a familiar object that is used to represent a principle or teaching. For example, a lamb may be a symbol of purity, so Jesus Christ is called the Lamb of God. Explain that in this lesson, the children will learn about symbols that Lehi saw in a dream and their meanings. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why did Lehi want his family to eat the fruit of the tree of life? 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. What does Heavenly Father want for all his children? Why do you think some of Lehi's sons ate the fruit of the tree and others didn't? 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 13 through 18. What are some reasons we do not always obey Heavenly Father's commandments? What do the symbols in Lehi's dream mean? Show the Tree of Life symbols and meanings chart, uncovering each meaning as it is discussed. The chart is divided in half with symbols on the left matched to meanings on the right. Symbol 1. The tree, 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 10. Meaning, the love of God in giving the world His only begotten Son. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. John chapter 3, verse 16. Symbol, 2, the fruit. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 11. Meaning, eternal life. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 36. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. Symbol, 3, the rod of iron. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 19. Meaning, the word of God. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 23 and 24. Symbol 4, mist of darkness. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 23. Meaning, temptations of the devil. 1 Nephi chapter 12, verse 17. Symbol 5, great and spacious building. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Meaning, pride of the world. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 36. When Nephi asked the angel to show him the meaning of the tree, he saw a vision of the birth and ministry of the Savior. How do the birth and ministry of Jesus Christ show God's great love for us? What does the fruit of the tree represent? The gift of eternal life. Nephi saw that Jesus Christ, because of his love for us, would be crucified for our sins so that we might repent and gain eternal life. Explain that eternal life means living with Heavenly Father as families in the celestial kingdom. What must we do to obtain eternal life? What does the iron rod represent? The Word of God. How will reading the Book of Mormon every day help us stay on the path back to our Father in heaven? Refer to 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 24. How has reading the Book of Mormon blessed you? Page 14. What does the mist of darkness represent? The temptations of the devil, which can confuse us and lead us astray. In what ways does Satan tempt us to leave the straight and narrow path? What can we do to resist his temptations? Why are we happier if we stay on the straight and narrow path? What does the great and spacious building represent? The pride of the world. In what ways have you been made fun of because you were trying to do right? Who influences people who make fun of us? If possible, give a labeled picture of Lehi's dream to each child to take home. Have the children suggest choices they may make during the coming week that will help them hold on to the iron rod. Answers may include reading daily from the Book of Mormon, obeying parents, praying, being honest, choosing good friends, choosing good entertainment, and so on. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review summary or challenge. 1. Play a matching game. Use the information from the Tree of Life symbols and meanings chart. Write each symbol from Lehi's dream and the meaning of each symbol on a separate 3x5 card. Use 6 other 3x5 cards to make 3 sets of matching pictures or symbols, such as smiling faces, stars, and hearts. Mix the cards up and place them face down in 4 columns on the table or floor. Have the children come up one at a time and turn over 2 cards. Read aloud what each says. If the cards match, leave them face up. The game is over when all the cards are face up. 2. Help the children memorize 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 23 and 24. 3. Sing or read the words to The Iron Rod, hymns number 274. The Iron Rod. 1. To Nephi, seer of olden time, a vision came from God, wherein the holy word sublime was shown an iron rod. 2. While on our journey here below, beneath temptation's power, through mists of darkness we must go, in peril every hour. 3. And when temptation's power is nigh, our pathway clouded o'er, upon the rod we can rely, and heaven's aid implore. 4. And hand o'er hand the rod along, through each succeeding day, with earnest prayer and hopeful song, we'll still pursue our way. 5. Afar we see the golden rest, to which the rod will guide, where, with the angels bright and blessed, forever we'll abide. Chorus. Hold to the rod, the iron rod. 'Tis strong and bright and true. The iron rod is the word of God. 'Twill safely guide us through. Refer also to He Sent His Son from the Children's Songbook, page 34. I Will Follow God's Plan from the Children's Songbook, page 164. And I Am a Child of God from the Children's Songbook, page 2. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony that by obeying the commandments, we can return to live with Heavenly Father. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 5 through 34 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 4, The Tree of Life.